Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. The bulk of the surviving compositions of 16th century composer Antonio de Cabezón can be found in the Obras de Música. It's an impressive collection, only one volume, but a sizable one comprising 400 pages assembled by Antonio's son, Hernando. The collection came out in 1578, 2 years after the elder Cabezón passed away. The title page of the Obras de Música indicates that the pieces in it would be suitable for performance on keyboard instruments, harp, or vihuela, but the pieces can also be translated very easily as ensemble pieces for multiple instruments, each adopting a different line of the polyphony. This is exactly what the ensemble Douce Mémoire has done on their 2013 Michikar release. The piece we're hearing by Antonio de Cabezón is, like so many others in the Obras de Música, actually modeled on a vocal song. Cabezón used songs by the most eminent composers in Europe of his day, including Josquin, Gombert, Lassus, and others. The one we just heard happens to be by Philippe Verdelot. A really nice touch on this recording from Douce Mémoire is the inclusion of original vocal models alongside Cabezón's instrumental decorations of them. Here's soprano Clara Cutulli singing the vocal setting of Philippe Verdelot's Ultimi miei sospiri, on which the instrumental version we heard by Cabezón was based. Certainly one skill that Renaissance instrumentalists were required to be in command of was the ability to improvise on chant verses, motets, existing melodies, and dance tunes. Cabezón's Obras is as much a performance compendium as a treatise of examples for how to improvise. One type of improvisation can be summed up as the art of variation, and a type of variation piece that Cabezón writes called the Diferencias uses dance forms as a point of departure. Let's hear Cabezón's Diferencias sobre la Gallarda Milanesa. Pay attention to how the ornamentation becomes increasingly more involved with each variant and reiteration of the tune. Thank you. if by any chance, by this point in the podcast, you are falling in love with Cabezón, take heart, because in 2012, Brilliant Classics released a complete 7-disc set of the Obras de Música, compiled from recordings made between 1995 and 2010. Keyboardist Claudio Astronio is a prominent performer on these recordings, playing pieces by Cabezón on harpsichord, organ, and regal. And it only makes sense, doesn't it? Cabezón himself was an organist, and though blind from birth, worked as a musician in the Spanish court under Isabel and Philip II. About a quarter of the Obras de Música is devoted to liturgical music. These pieces give us a good idea of the kind of functional music that a church organist in that time and place would have needed to play. Let's listen to some of a set of verses based on a psalm chant. Each of these little organ interludes that we'll hear would have, in practice, probably alternated with a line of sung text. It's impossible to talk about Antonio de Cabezón's contribution to the instrumental repertory without mentioning his tientos. The tiento is generally thought of as the Spanish parallel to the Italian ricercar. While they started out as free and improvisatory works, by Cabezón's time, the tiento evolved more and more into a piece of the so-called polyphonic motet style, utilizing fugal entries, imitative counterpoint, and formal organization. There are 14 of Cabezón's tientos in the Obras de Música. The opening of his first tiento is, oddly enough, similar to the theme of Bach's Art of Fugue, though we can probably just chalk that up to coincidence. I don't want to finish this podcast without us hearing at least a little taste of the late Italian anonymous 16th century regal that Claudio Astronio plays on disc 6 of this set. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. If you'd like to know more about either of the recordings featured today, you'll find them on our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. Thanks for listening. I'm Janelle Davis.